It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Oh, we must. Checking in at
number five.
A lot of audio today, so we got to move along here.
Yeah, Richard
Roper
just stepped into the studio.
Hello.
All right. Teachers Union, they were, and the Service Employees International Union together today, because teachers are still on strike, more for SEIU now and more of positions from that for them than they are for the CTU issues primarily. And Jesse Sharkey was talking about all of this. Obviously they were downtown, we were covering that throughout the afternoon. They were blocking traffic on Michigan Avenue, and then they tried to get on Lakeshore Drive, but the police turned them back, and then they ended up around City Hall between the Thompson Center and City Hall, and they blew their vuvuzelas.
Well, they didn't have a note for Lakeshore Drive, so they were turned away.
Dear Mr. Policeman,
yeah. We all have to go to the bathroom.
We figured that one out. I think when the police shouted back at them, "We will not be able to protect you if you go on to Lakeshore Drive," that was sort of a sign that was a bad idea.
They used the excuse of Charlottesville.
They did.
They said, the police said, "Hey, you saw what happened in Charlottesville. There's people driving cars here."
Yeah, that's right. And they were not stopping. So they have a lot of people.
We don't want anybody getting hurt. And I think at that point, you know, teachers. See, that's the one thing about teachers who are protesters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are not people who aren't already telling people what to do, right?
Yes.
They're rules followers by nature, and they
sort of
discipline.
So you're saying this was a teaching moment? Where's your drum?
God.
Give him a drum.
My God. Anyway, the point is, here's Jesse Sharkey at Anna's alma mater, Lane Tech High School, explaining that they're close, but not quite there yet.
We had some good progress at the bargaining table yesterday. I'm not going to go into details, but I will say that we had conversations that hopefully could give us a path to a settlement. At the same time, though, I do need everyone to know that the resolve of our union, the public, the parents, and the city of Chicago is undiminished. We intend to achieve better schools in the city of Chicago. We intend to ensure that we have enough services to support our students. We have classes that are small enough that we can give effective attention to every student that we teach. And we intend to ensure that the conditions are working conditions, which are also student learning conditions. We want those conditions to improve. That's what we intend to achieve.
He was running out of breath there at the end.
Yeah, it seemed like there were very few words spoken by both sides today. And if I'm reading the tea leaves there, it just tells me that there are positive developments. Because this thing, you come really close to the center and you feel like you're almost there, I feel like that's when you're not speaking
much. Tone down the rhetoric. Let's
tone it down a little bit.
Let's
not say something that's going to anger either side.
And let's just hope they get it done.
Because I'm hopeful.
You don't want them doing marching tomorrow during all the pub crawls, or just get lost people to think that they're trick-or-treaters. Adult trick-or-treaters, because that's all you're going to see downtown tomorrow. Then on Monday
is going to be crazy town.
The president is going to be here. And the Obamas are going to be here.
Obamas arrive Monday for their Tuesday Foundation Summit. So they're going to be coming in. And eventually landing in Bronzeville, the president downtown, and at McCormick Place for the international meeting of the police chiefs.
Oh, not since Meet the Fockers have we seen such a...
It's going to be...
disparate gathering.
Imagine if they
do with that headline what you will, folks. That was a movie where the two in-laws were very different. Robert De Niro on one side, Dustin Hoffman.
Checking in at
number four.
Rock legend Bruce Springsteen took aim at President Trump in a new interview with Gayle King. She asked Springsteen about a recent rally in which the president bragged about his 2016 victory.
And I didn't need little Bruce Springsteen and all of these.
So how does little Bruce Springsteen, how did little Bruce Springsteen feel about that?
It's just frightening, you know, we're living in a frightening time. The stewardship of the nation has been thrown away to somebody who doesn't have a clue as to what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the United States of America is in your care. Do you know what Do you know what the stakes are? Do you know what that means? And unfortunately, I have somebody who I feel doesn't have a grasp of the deep meaning of what it means to be an American.
Yes, but what about the 2020 campaign?
I mean, I've kind of spent my chips on on the folks I've helped in the past, but I always take it as it goes and see how it turns out or what comes up as we get closer to elections and things.
It's interesting. He sounds older when he's talking.
Yeah. Well, you know, Springsteen, who could lift a car, is only 3 years younger than Donald Trump, shockingly enough.
That's interesting.
3 years younger than Donald Trump.
And I might say Gail King, she's rocking a full denim jumpsuit looking great.
And the Oprah,
she's got it.
She's got the
She's a tremendous interviewer.
She's a wonderful interviewer. She's a great listener. They're like, just like Oprah.
Yes.
I particularly like the Jussie Smollett interview.
That interview was great. R. Kelly was pretty darn good.
It'll be Springsteen.
He said, but you see Springsteen and he's still, completely
great shape.
Cut. And it is amazing. He throws himself into the audience every night.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Rockstar Cuts place, wherever they go to get cut.
Right?
Because, I mean, they're into their 70s and stuff, and they look, like, so good.
His dry cleaning bill is only, like, $7 because all the sleeves are ripped off all the denim. Springsteen, that's me. No, those are mine right there coming around the carousel. That's me. Those are Bon Jovi's over there. They're smaller than mine.
Oh, yeah, they are smaller. Yeah. Yeah, Bon Jovi is fun size, like a lot of rock and roll stars. All right, we'll get to your 3 year junior one, but first let's check in with Lauren Lapka, find out what's happening on the roadways.
For the news at 10, watch WGN. Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, our hero, Tom Skilling. For TV news at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues.
Number 3.
Following the remix of Higher Love, DJ Kygo has created a song Whitney recorded back in 1990. Pentatonix has released a track featuring the late great singer on their new album, The Best of Pentatonix.
How about that? Christmas.
Pentatonix. Christmas. Right. Thank you, Lauren.
Quite different, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Their Christmas album in regular song?
Yeah, I think when I hear those a cappella groups, I just figure that it's all Christmas music, even if they're singing other stuff, it's just like, okay, all right, I get it. It's supposed to be supposed to have a tree on fire or something.
Oh boy.
Oh gee. Oh, come on.
So they did. Do You Hear What I Hear? Right, which was the first recorded in 1987 by Whitney. Well, not first recorded by her, but it was recorded by her back in 1987.
Bing Crosby back in the
day.
Oh
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That is an old song. So here you go. This is what this sounds like.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the night, shepherd boy.
Wow. She is great.
That's nice. I feel like I need to go shopping, though. All of a sudden, I'm panicking. People in the car right now.
What?
There's not enough time. Now we make it through the list.
I know.
Right?
So, I know.
I'd love that. So Carrie Underwood had a huge hit with the version of that, too.
Beautiful voice.
But I like when that sounded like a very traditional sounding version of it there.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then Pentatonix is back there humming or something. I don't know. I never didn't hear them in that. What do they do?
That's the point.
They take the time off? Is that... They make the sound of all the other stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that wasn't actually musical instruments.
No.
That was
like
them
humming. Pitch Perfect 4. Like them, remember the Pitch Perfect movies?
Wait, can you play that again now? I gotta hear that again.
Yeah.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Well, there's something in there making the dinghy sound.
No, that's still
people. That's them.
That's still them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Large right.
Am I supposed to know who Pentatonix is?
You don't have to, but they're probably the most popular a cappella group.
Kevin.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin.
Only the most popular.
Other than right. Anna Kendrick and her friends.
Well, yeah. Aka awesome. Yeah. Popular. So. Well,
they're great.
Yeah, they're
best a cappella I've ever heard.
Yeah, here they are with Kelly Clarkson. Telling me that that's them playing the drums.
Yes, they do all of that. Have you ever seen the Pitch Perfect movie?
How do they make the sound of the drum?
It's like beatboxing.
Yeah. Remember Michael Winslow in the Police Academy movies back in the day where he could make all those sounds? The same thing. Yeah, you need that's your assignment for the weekend. Watch Pitch Perfect 2012, the original.
Kevin and I are not doing it.
Acapella is amazing. You should really check
it out. They have those sing-offs, right, Lauren? Very intense moments in the original.
Oh, this is great.
Give me Ponce's acapella group all day over Pentatonix.
Right. What was that, Men at Leisure or whatever?
Men at Leisure.
Here comes Treble.
Here comes Treble, right? Man, those guys are tough.
Now, what was the name of that thing?
Straight No Chaser.
Straight No Chaser.
I've seen them. They're awesome.
Number two.
I just think they're working. All right, listen to this. This is Kanye's newest. Finally, it's out.
Are you playing it backward?
Is that Kanye's voice? Wait, what?
There are instruments there. Are there? Maybe not.
This is Kanye with Men at Leisure.
Oh, my God.
Where they're all singing backwards. This is from his new album, Jesus is King. It finally dropped earlier today. After he'd been working on it. That's what he came up with after he was working on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a lot going on.
He's working through some stuff.
Okay. All right, he said he would not sleep until this album is out.
I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light, Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike, pressing on the gas.
Okay, well, that sounds like a little kind of...
Sounds like Kanye.
Traditional Kanye. I don't know what that
first
thing was. I love
the Kanye. He always rhymes the bright and the light and the sight. Those are his favorite rhymes. Almost every song at some point. Light, bright, sight, light.
All right, I got one more for you, ready?
Okay. Let's hear it.
Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday.
What?
You my Chick-fil-A.
I don't think that rhymes.
Hold the selfies. Put the gram away. Get your family. Y'all hold hands and pray.
I like the message, you know.
He likes to do those songs about how leave him alone at church, but then he always invites all the cameras and people with phones to come when he does his services.
Can you play that first one again for me? I'm sorry to go back to that.
The dooley-dooley-doo song?
Yeah, because I didn't understand what was going on there. Oh. I like that one. So an excitable gospel.
That one gets Sister Act 2. Anxiety.
Yeah, it does sound like a choir on Ritalin kind of a sound.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of music here in the top five today. I like it.
We're not done.
Oh, good.
We're not done.
There's more?
Well, kind of we're done. Well, okay. Listen to this.
Number one.
You really don't want to do this.
Uh-oh.
This is what every person must utter after failing to complete a tour of McCamey Manor. Russ McCamey owns and operates the most terrifying haunted house experience in America. One, you're not allowed to attend until you watch a two-hour video, sign a 40-page waiver, create a safe word, pass a physical. It's featured on Netflix Haunters Art of the Scare and on episode of Dark Tourist.
Ooh, I'm kind of intrigued.
McCamey Manor is a see to believe type of attraction. The Summertown, Tennessee horror house is so extreme, no one has ever successfully completed the experience. Russ says his new haunted show, Desolation, is the most extreme haunt yet!
Wow.
I'm just scared of this.
Look at Trubisky in the corner.
He's throwing long in third and eight. It's third and 17.
I wonder if they could customize it, right? Just to see what's scary to you.
No one's ever made it. Maybe they're just too tired after watching the video and taking the physical.
Like, forget that.
Like, I would send
Jamie Lee Curtis down there. I bet you she could get through that two-hour experience.
Well, what are you signing off on? Are you allowing them to like actually touch and possibly hurt you?
Good point. 40-page waiver? What's in that?
Maybe one way to ensure that no one completes it if you've never seen again. That seems like a cheat.
Do you agree to psychological torture?
Do you think?
Waterboarding?
Do you think Do you think you have what it takes? If you do, it only costs a bag of dog food.
What?
Russ has five dogs. I suppose they chase you through the house.
Does Russ really have five dogs? Or does he just have a thing for dog food?
And he says, if you complete the house, I'll give you $20,000. Nobody's done it yet.
I'm telling you right now, on paper, you are not going to win again. You're not going to win any money. But if you want to be that person, try a sport, okay, whatever. I'll start you off with 20 grand. Then every time you fail, you'll lose a card and you'll lose 500 bucks, etc. But trust me, you are not going to last 10 hours once the clock starts.
10 hours?
Oh, well, that's
the
problem.
You have no idea of the kind of crazy, epic stunts within a horror survival world that you're going to be doing. It's going to knock your socks off. And
well, I've seen these movies where you have to, right? Everybody has to stay overnight at some, you know.
I don't trust that guy.
I thought it was like a start from point A to point B kind of thing.
Gotta spend 10 hours in the house.
I think it is, but my guess is there is no actual point B. You can't get there.
Here's a local woman from Tennessee quitting the challenge.
Oh, no.
You got 5 seconds. Five, four, three, two,
I quit.
One.
I
say
can't
it. Say
do
your,
it.
Say your phrase. Oh. Hear the whining. Say the phrase. Go.
My name is Carrie Ellen Van Horn from Valparaiso, and I am a complete total failure.
Why would you?
I feel like that's an actress.
I'm not buying.
Plus,
I'm with Lauren on this.
Do you
this.
Have to agree to like live stream your thing?
I check under Russ's
everything.
Floorboards too, and make sure that all the contestants have found their way home.
Yeah, I'd want a criminal background check on him.
For a second, I thought that was the wrong website. All right. Yeah. I'm closing this thing up now. Goodbye.
The top five at five.